The Hit List. KMFM.
Well, first of all, anyway, your Glasto performance, amazing. I was in the front. You might have seen me.
Really?
I was the one.
Thanks, Glenn.
Were you the one screaming? I was the one looking really broken to the left.
I saw a lot of broken people. I'm sorry, Glenn.
Well, what I found about around me was that as soon as you started playing, everyone who looked really broken, everyone who looked really hungover, everyone was really heat exhausted. They just seemed to perk up and they seemed to enjoy it completely. And some magical cure. So how was it for you? Was it your first Glasto?
Healing. It was. Sorry, I just said the word healing. It was. It was all of our first Glasto. It was special. It was really special, actually. It was so cool. I mean, I think everyone always wants to play Glastonbury. It's like a big moment.
But I felt a bit like a pillock because I was wearing my sunglasses and I left my actual glasses in the dressing room. So I had to keep my sunglasses on because they're prescription to see. But then I looked like one of those guys who wears his sunglasses all the time, like because he thinks he's cool.
I do. You taking a dig at Bono?
Yeah, all right. Let's say that's what I'm doing.
So did you get a chance to kind of explore the festival or was it just in and out?
We saw Kanye.
I saw a bit of Kanye on the TV and I started and I thought it was good, but then I don't think it was quite the show that everyone was expecting because it was just there was no one else.
No,
but maybe that's fine.
Guests.
I like that he did it by himself.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
But I thought there'd be a band or something live, you know?
Yeah.
What about the cherry picker? What do you think about that?
I couldn't
work out what was going on.
Do you see that as part of your gig stage?
I think we're going to start incorporating.
I'm so annoyed that he got that first.
So your album Communion is out on the 10th of July, and how are you initially feeling about it?
Pretty good. It's been a really long time kind of coming for us, I think, because we've been a band for over 5 years, and you know we've gone through lots of different formations. And the music's gone through lots of different changes, and this album is kind of a collection of a snapshot of the last couple of years of our lives, and it feels like it's just been it's the end of a journey and the beginning of the next one. But yeah, I'm excited for people to hear it.
So if you could summarise your album up in one sentence, how would you do it?
Really
one
good
sentence. Yeah,
our album is 13 songs in a row.
I sell it well.
Wow,
it heals people that are hungover.
Oh yeah,
that's true.
It'll heal you. It'll make I know. Yeah,
it's an aural hangover cure.
It's a remedy.
Wow.
So on a side note away from the music, I was going through your Twitter profile yesterday and I was looking through some of the replies to your recent tweets.
I love doing that.
Oh yeah.
Oh no.
Can I read you?
Tell us some.
Can I read you a few? So
the
first one I saw was "Hey dads." Do you get that normally?
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
We were trying to work this out.
We take issue with this.
Dads is a thing.
Doesn't sound right to
it
me.
I don't like it.
I asked them. I actually asked Twitter why they called us dads, like why they were calling me a dad, and the main response was because you give us life.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it?
So
well, what about mums?
And then some people. Well, if we were female, they'd call us mums.
Oh, really?
But yeah, it's pretty. That's a common. That's an internet. That's a Twitter. Speak.
It's one of those internet things.
So it's very internet, that.
Yeah, it seems so. There was another one, a photo of you all drinking a beer, and there was one saying, years and years, more like beers and beers. Do you get many of the puns?
Oh, yeah, there's a few of them, yeah.
Emery makes some of those.
Sometimes we say cheers and cheers.
No, we don't.
Do we?
Say that.
We've never said that.
I've said it. To myself.
So, Mikey, there was another one. Apparently, you've got a big fan who likes to check what sort of drinks you're drinking. So, you're a big peppermint tea drinker, Mikey?
Oh, I am. How do they know that?
Wow.
Well, you bang on about peppermint tea quite a lot.
When do I bang on about it?
Quite a lot.
He drinks it all the time. I can't believe someone knows that, though. How do they know?
My personal favourite of all of them, and this was on the first tweet I clicked, so I don't know how often you get them, but it was just one bloke saying that I would lick marmalade out of all of your armpits.
Oh.
That's a strange one. I mean, if you're going to lick marmalade off someone, why the armpits?
I don't
There's
know.
So many much better spots.
Well, why even use marmalade?
I hate marmalade anyway.
I don't like marmalade.
Just go lick it naturally.
Just go, you know, put it on toast, dude.
So are these all normal sort of tweets for you, or did I just pick a bad day?
No, I think that's normal. You should go on Instagram, though.
Accurately represented Twitter.
Instagram's nuts.
But then can't people send you pictures on Instagram, so I'm not sure.
Yeah, they can.
You never open those.
I opened the Pandora's box once, and now I just sort of... Sometimes they're quite nice, but...
But they see when you've opened
them.
Then
they see when they open them, and then if you don't reply, which you usually don't, then they can get upset, and that's... I don't want to upset people.
I suppose with Twitter, you can just say you didn't see the marmalade tweet, and you can just forget that it ever happened.
Well, now I'll never forget it.
Yeah.
The Hit List.
What's the weirdest thing that's happened to you in your career so far?
I think in real life, I think playing Glastonbury was the latest thing that was a big moment for me, like a bucket list moment.
Yeah. But you said weird, though.
Well, it was kind of weird.
Was it weird?
To think that we were playing at the John Peel stage. Yeah.
What I find weird is when, like, me and Mikey were watching Festival Sex and Suspicious Parents on TV, and they'll just use a Years and Years song in the background of, like, one of the, like, transitional pieces, like, transition bits.
Yeah, I like that.
That's weird. I'm like, oh,
do you not get told about that, or does that just happen?
No. Well, sometimes you get told, but sometimes I just use it.
We're on Made in Chelsea as well.
Yeah.
And they played us at St Mary's Stadium before kickoff.
That's like a hype-up song. What song?
Actually, yeah, exactly.
We're on BT Sports as well.
Yeah, it's weird when you sort of stumble across your band.
Yeah.
So all over TV.
The weirdest one was when we went to France.
Yeah.
And there was about 300 girls.
French
outside
girls.
Our bus.
Yeah.
There's a couple
Ollie
guys.
Ran away.
With pots of marmalade.
Pots of marmalade.
Marmalade.
So, Ollie, you put your acting on hold to focus on Years and Years.
Yeah.
So does that mean that there is, Emre and Mikey, if you're in on this as well, is there going to be the possibility in a few years to come of like a Spice World-style Years and Years movie?
Yes.
that is what's happening.
So we're going to do Mean Girls 2.
Oh, that would be a good one.
I think there actually is a Mean Girls 2.
No
what?
Way.
Yeah, but it doesn't have Lohan or, you know,
straight
everyone,
to DVD.
Anyone in it.
I hate it when they do that in
straight
sequels.
DVD. I know.
It's like when Jim Carrey wasn't in.
Or Grease 2.
Yeah.
So in the Years and Years Spice World movie, who would be your ideal villain? Because you've got to have a villain, don't you? Maybe they can kidnap Emre and Mike.
Why
and
are you
can
picking on me today? He's the shortest.
Gary Oldman's a good villain.
Yeah, he's the ultimate. Yeah, he's a good one.
Or
Penelope Cruz.
What?
I don't know.
She's not villainous.
She could be a good villain.
So Penelope Cruz and Gary Oldman teaming up to kidnap.
That sounds like a great movie.
That actually
sounds
great.
Bloody brilliant.
Any producers listening?
Penelope Cruz wants to kidnap me. The spine.
Right, so I could use a pun here, finally, but I'm not going to. I'm going to hold back.
No,
I presume
do
you must.
No. Do it.
You
have
sure?
to now. Yes.
Okay. There's no moaning after it, though.
Yeah, there will be.
So where do you see yourself in 10 years?
Disgusting.
You made a promise.
Get out. In how many years did you say?
Ten.
Ten years.
Ideally,
that is so many years. Wow.
What about if I reduce it 5 years time?
Yeah, 5 years is a better, more approachable amount of time.
You can do a month if it's easier.
A month, yeah.
Later actually, on today, I'll be home
in an hour
watching tonight, Son
I'll
and
be
Suspicious
in bed.
Parents or whatever.
You've never even seen it.
5 years time, what do you think we'll be doing, Ollie?
Album.
Probably just finished
three?
Album two.
Oh, God.
Maybe. Wow.
It'll take us 5 years.
5 years?
That's too
lazy.
Long.
Mikey's always been lazy.
We need to get through these albums, Mikey.
Yeah, we should just do a double album.
Yeah.
Rihanna does an album a year. Think about that.
Mikey, you answer this question. Where do you see us in 5 years' time?
Yeah, it'll be the third album, so we might be experimental.
Where do you see your experimentation
like,
going?
We might be a girl band by then.
Smooth jazz.
Could you like
band. Yeah. That'd be great. We could all
genders.
Transition.
Yeah.
Wow. Become.
That's not a bad idea.
The Hit List. The Hit List. KMFM.